I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. North Korea's currency reforms have had disastrous consequences. Open Doors' Carl Mueller explains.
People who've done everything possible for their entire lifetime to save a meager sum of money find it devalued a thousandfold.
Markets collapsed and wages stopped being paid. Mueller says they've been helping and it's keeping the spark of the gospel bright.
Bibles, radios, food, clothing, and shelter that has been delivered has literally been the difference in some cases between a despairing and defeated and even extinct church and a church that's able to survive and reach out to its neighbors.
Next, in house churches all over Iran, Christians are faithful about getting God's word into the hands of Muslims and non-believers. Vision Beyond Borders reports that they conclude each service by praying over New Testaments. Then each believer takes 7 Bibles, giving 1 to a non-believer every day. Now, if caught, the punishment for this could be death. However, persecution is only fanning the flames of revival in the country. Pray for these believers' continued boldness. And the Luis Palau Association just concluded City Fest in Yakima Valley, Washington. Some 4,000 volunteers joined together, multiplying the work the local churches usually do. Evangelist Andrew Palau says,
"For the churches to go to the mayors of these cities and say, we're coming together for this time, what can we do to help you? It's a great partnership between the church and the business and civic leaders."
And they operate with Matthew 5, verse 17 in mind.
"Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good deeds and honor your Father who's in heaven."
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, is supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on MP3 CD. You'll also receive a bonus CD from an interview I did with FCBH's President Morgan Jackson. Get them both at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.